Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The media has made it sound again and again like the Green New Deal or the Build Back Better legislation will pass, and then they fall short of the votes. And I'm praying that is the case. I mean, this morning we have over 200 economists signing a letter warning that that bill will fuel more inflation. And of course it will. They're going to have to print almost $900 billion because, again, the tax money to allegedly pay for it will not roll in for a full decade. But they're going to do most of the spending in the first three years. At least they have to print it. I mean, it's simple math. That's how you get the money when the money's not in. They have to print it. And when you print, it causes big problems. They're talking about a Saturday vote. Okay, so there's going to be a Saturday vote on this. They've got to reconcile it with the House version. So, I mean, our only hope is that Harris Faulkner called those 40 Democrats who were in swing districts, you know? Yeah. Who, I mean, wow, asking members of your party to run on a tax increase in the middle of a recession, mostly hitting the middle class and lower middle class. Yep, that's what Nancy Pelosi's doing. They think that's a winning combination. We'll pass something that raises, you know, increases inflation and adds new taxes.
Well, they're going to use this latest jobs report, though, to give them cover here because the over 500,000 jobs that were created, which was well above expectations.
And, yeah, that won't last.
I know it won't last, but I mean, that's what they were. In fact, I believe Kristen Sinema made reference to the jobs report in her decision there to, you know, to go along with this deal. And obviously, unemployment down to 3.5%. But once again, we're just getting back to where we were pre-pandemic. But anyway, they're still going to use this as a cover to do what they wanted to do.
Yeah, which is to increase inflation on purpose.
Yeah, there is that.
Now, and okay, what we're looking at, this is modern monetary theory, okay? It's all screwed up. It doesn't actually work, but it's what they're telling themselves. And modern monetary theory simply says we can print as much as we want, and if we print too much money and we cause inflation, right, by pumping all those dollars into the, you know, into the economy, putting them in people's hands and creating demand, why, we can simply fix it by hoovering the dollars back out of the economy through taxes.
Yeah.
In other words, making people poor.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. So what we saw this week was Zoltan Posner, who's with Credit Suisse. He's like a wizard. I mean, he's like this guy that has a very long track record of, you know, eerily prescient predictions that just seem to come true. And he said that Jerome Powell will push the economy into a depression to curb inflation, because we're going to have to go beyond recession. We're going to have to go into depression territory to curb inflation. And he said he should do that because that's really the only way out. And I believe that Washington believes this, too. And I'm not alone. I think that's what they're doing. I think that's the purpose of the bill. Oops, we printed too much. We've got to get some money out. We're not going to take it from our friends who write the checks for our campaigns. We're going to take it out of the middle class and the lower class. The lower classes and the lower middle class. And we could just hoover it out, and that'll let us go on another printing spree. So here's last week, two months ago, this is June 21st, almost 2 months ago, Steve Forbes describing modern monetary theory and that they believe in Washington that the way you fight inflation is to make more Americans poor, and they are doing it on purpose.
Unfortunately, the Federal Reserve believes that the only way to control inflation is by crushing demand, i.e. creating more unemployment, making people poor. Let's be blunt about it. When they talk about a soft landing or trying to slow the economy down, that means making people poor. There is a better way, if Fed has done it in the past, and that is stabilize the value of the dollar. But instead, they're going to punish the American economy. We may not be in an official recession yet, but millions, tens of millions of American families feel we're in a recession.
And again, we actually were in a recession. That was back in June. That's what they're doing. And Joe Biden has even described this philosophy as well.
Here's the way to look at it. If car prices are too high right now, there are two solutions. You increase the supply of cars by making more of them, or you reduce demand for cars by making Americans poorer. That's the choice.
And that's what they're doing. That's why they're aiming this squarely at the middle and the lower middle class, and they will pay two-thirds of the cost for this. As the Wall Street Journal said, basically everybody's getting a tax hike. Everybody's getting a tax hike. So, and a lot of this hasn't caught up yet. I think that's why they're hurrying to do it. I mean, we just had, again, if anybody would know, it would be the shipping container people.
Yep.
We had Maersk yesterday, the CEO, 2 days ago, actually, now it was reported yesterday, coming out and saying, hey, look, yeah, spending, it just hit a wall. We're running out of warehouse space for all the stuff people can't buy anymore. So this is just it's like adding gasoline to inflation. That's what they do. I mean, the Democrats aren't even hiding the fact that their policies create inflation on purpose anymore. They were hiding it before. They're not even hiding it now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's a mom story. Out of Kentucky, God bless those poor people. Floodwaters are rising. Their mobile home in Breathitt County? Breathitt? I don't know how they say that. County Kentucky was taking on water. Jessica Willett acted quickly to make sure she didn't get separated from her kids. She cut the cord off the vacuum and used it to tie herself to her two children so they'd be together in case the worst happens. Well, it did. The family was swept up in the floodwaters. And she said it happened so quickly. She couldn't believe how fast that water would rise. They braved the torrent of the floodwaters. She said the vacuum cleaner cord worked great. The kids stayed strapped to her. Whole family was lucky to eventually make it to higher ground. And even though they lost their home, they're thankful to be alive and be together, of course. And they will, of course, soon need another vacuum and another home. Quick thinking by mom. Good for her. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, which just crashed. Oh my, I hate when that happens. Here, let's pull it right back up. Here we go. Texter writes, Tara, FBI reflects the epitome of the RICO Act. Yeah, they are. They're basically organized for a conspiracy against the American people. And they're not even hiding it. Texter writes to put the environment created and sustained by God alone over people is wrong and evil. Another texter writes, how can we have increasing unemployment and add 528,000 new jobs, hire a lot of immigrants coming over the border at cheap labor rates to fill the holes in the labor sector? Well, we have just had massive layoffs at Amazon, record-breaking layoffs. And Bank of America's AI has detected layoff notices. So, I think what's happening here is we got the news yesterday from Maersk that mid-July, We hit a wall in consumer spending, and literally the warehouses are overflowing with stuff people don't want to buy now. And Maersk is basically saying there's no use for our, there's no longer anything for us to do because, you know, they're having to seek extra warehouse space to set, you know, store all the stuff Americans can't afford, which is basically anything that's not food. And he said, you know, they hit the wall mid-July. So I don't think, I think you're going to really see the firing that comes from that sudden hitting of the wall this month and next month. You're going to be getting to see it over the next 6 months. And that is what the Federal Reserve's actions were designed to do, to kill those jobs as a way to kill inflation so that, you know, they could print again. All right. New research. The germiest hotspots in the office. Oh, I know where those are here. I know what hasn't been cleaned. And some of them are what you would think. Office door handles, elevator buttons. Oh, I know our elevator buttons haven't been cleaned in years. If I have to use it, I'll hit it with my elbow, you know? And of course, the other thing that never gets cleaned, the coffee machine. The others are keyboards and mice, you know, like your mouse for your keyboard. Telephones, shared printers, and in the conference room, the TV remote control. Ew. How clean is your office? Oh, I know where the dirty spots are in this one. Yeah, avoid them like the plague. It's really more of an archaeological exploration in there, in the kitchen in some parts. Anyway, texter writes, hey, Terry, your thoughts on Brittany Griner getting sentenced to 9 years in Russian prison? Well, I know a lot of people are comparing this, like, you know, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden outraged by this. A couple of things. First of all, the only reason anybody cares about Brittany Griner is because she's a liberal. She's one of them. Remember Otto Warmbier? Yeah. He got dropkicked and left behind by the Obama administration. Nobody cared. Trump had to get his body. So that's how that works. So, you know, if Brittany Griner was a Trump supporter, nobody, I mean, like literally nobody would care. So there's that. And the irony of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris upset about this conviction, when Kamala Harris, who herself, remember, admits that she smoked pot openly, she's just, you know, she goes on a radio show, oh, me, I smoke pot. Well, the people cooling their heels still in California prison, who she put in prison for pot, probably didn't take that well. She's a classic hypocrite, so. People pointing out this morning, look, I mean, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden outraged the Russians would dare do this, but Kamala Harris did it. She put 1,500 people in prison, her office did, in California. Because remember, she was the attorney general, for marijuana-related offenses. And you see the idea? She's mad that the Russians are doing it. A little silly. Now, look, this is one of those things where, you know, I know, You don't go to a foreign country that's hostile to America and involve yourself with what's illegal there in any way and expect that it's somehow going to turn out okay for you. You can't, I mean, you have to be highly respectful. You are not in a Western criminal justice system. Of course the Russians are going to take advantage of that. Texter writes, Tara, when you've had 4 jabs but catch COVID anyway, then want the 5th jab. It's no longer a vaccine protocol. It's an IQ test. I love that. Texter writes, it's become more apparent every day that the coming second American Civil War will be between urban and rural areas, city mice versus country mice. Well, no, I think it's going to be between states, and I don't know if it's going to be a shooting war. I think it's going to be more like I often say the main weapon in the Civil War will be the moving truck. Another texter writes, do you think the increase in jobs numbers includes those now working 2 jobs? Yes, I do. Another texter writes, on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, I believe the shark guy story. Did you miss the shark guy? He's befriended, he says, a 15-foot tiger shark, which he says follows 10 hours a day, year-round, when he's out there behind his scuba diving, his scuba boat. And that they're friends. And he can call the shark. And it responds to hand signals. He says they're friends. He says sharks are really like dogs. They're very friendly. Mm-hmm. Texter writes, I believe the shark guy's story. I dove the USS Oriskany. And I spent 5 minutes playing with a certain fish. There's probably much we don't understand about fish. Huh. How big was this fish? Never mind. Texture rates. I thought the shark report was about wading through the shark-infested waters of Washington, D.C. No, that is hazardous, too, though. Texter writes, didn't the grizzly man say something similar about bears until he was mauled to death with his girlfriend? Yes, they found most of her and most of him in the bear's stomach. But, I mean, he got, like, 3 great years of footage before that because he got really up and close and personal with the grizzlies. It was the wildest thing. At Timothy Treadwell, have you ever watched that documentary? Oh, you should watch it. The one he did, it was one of the first like modern documentaries I ever watched. I was glued to that thing. Oh, I couldn't pull my eyes away. I mean, and Timothy Treadwell, that's a part of the allure is he's crazy. I mean, he is plumb nuts. But that's what's so interesting about it. And you're watching a documentary, like, no, stay away from the bear. Oh, my God, he's going to kill him. He didn't kill him. How did he not kill him? And Treadwell's like, I love this bear. And the bear's head is as big as, like, from his waist to his shoulders. You know what I mean? And the bear's not killing him, and you're amazed by this. But anyway, yeah, the documentary Timothy Treadwell, self-filmed. It is beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful footage.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Texter writes, I had to giggle when Griner, you know, the basketball player imprisoned by the Russians, 9 years she got, had to giggle when Griner complained that the Russians did not read. I want you to take a listen to this CNBC clip. While our financial media is studiously not talking about what's going on in America right now, in other words, what's going on in the quarter we're in, not the quarter that was passed, the one we're in, what's coming in this quarter. Steve Forbes, back in June, weighed in on what's coming. So I'm going to play this first. This is Forbes weighing in on in June on what is coming.
We are in a recession now. And you have companies more and more announcing layoffs and things like that. Consumer debt is going up. Credit card debt is going up. Mortgage payments are going to be very bad when those adjustable mortgage rates are readjusted later this year. Big bad thing happening there. And when heating oil prices come in this winter, when you're paying twice as much as you were before and you have to heat your home, that's going to be a disaster. So whatever they want to call it, it's not good.
So that's what he said was coming, and he warned about the doubling of natural gas, and it did. And we're not going to see the bulk of that till this fall. Okay. And then we're going to have the inflation generated on top of it by the Inflation Resurrection Act that they're hoping to pass by this weekend. Okay, so the cardinal rule right now is to keep the American people from figuring out all of this is coming. So CNBC is never going to tell you that. But they will do a report out of England. They will talk about what's coming in England. What's coming in England is coming here. The rest of the world tracks where we are. Part of the reason, especially with inflation, part of the reason for that, this has not been explained to the American people, when America prints the massive amount of $5 to $6 trillion as it has, that money doesn't stay on our shores. There's no rule that says it has to stay on our shores. It causes inflation throughout the world. And so you're going to get inflation in other countries that didn't print, then other countries did print somewhat. And then you're looking at countries like England that have basically copied our policies. They have the same policies in place. So you're seeing very similar things there to what we've seen before. So this is just, I want you to hear the CNBC piece. Here's what it says is coming to the UK, okay? We're going to track the UK. There's nothing that's going to make us go in a different direction than the UK. Plus, some of the inflation they have there is just spillover from here. And a lot of the rest of it is the fact that Joe Biden has artificially jacked up energy prices. That doesn't just affect us. I mean, because keep in mind, oil, natural gas, you know, both through the sanctions on Russia and then creating deliberate scarcities, which we've done, taking that 1.5 million barrels of oil, of U.S. oil off the markets, really affected other countries. That's why Emmanuel Macron, head of France, was, you know, practically begging Joe Biden to please drill, because France is over a barrel, quite figuratively and literally and all that, right? And so they've done this. All of this stuff they've done to energy prices affects the whole world. So these other economies look a lot like ours right now. Listen to what the CNBC, it's a minute-long clip, is predicting. A severe recession that lasts 5 quarters. Oh, you mean starting in January? No, starting after the fourth quarter of this year. That means starting in January 2023. Wait. Starting in January 2023? Yeah. And going for 5 quarters. Yep. So that's all of 23 and into the beginning of 24. Okay. They are not going to run this for the United States. They are not good. They want you to think we're just having like a little cold. Yeah, well, you know, it's a recession. Recession's normal. We've had those before, not the end of the world. They don't want you to know what's coming. What do they say is coming to the UK? Because if this is coming to the UK, it's coming here. 13% inflation by the fourth quarter, which will kick off the severe recession that'll go for 5 quarters. Okay, we're not dodging that with Biden in office. That is coming here, too. And I got to admit it's coming here, but they will admit it's going there.
I think the really interesting thing that stands out here, Juliana, is their economic projections. And what is very interesting is that they are actually forecasting a recession, a very long protracted recession, the longest since the great financial crisis. And let me just give you some of the numbers here. They are projecting a drop of 1.5 percentage point for GDP for 2023 as a whole, 5 consecutive quarters of shrinkage starting in the fourth quarter of this year, a peak to trough drop of about 2.1 percentage points, and a real disposable income hit of about 5 percentage points from the peak. So further out, those projections are very, very dire indeed for the state of the economy. But more short term, we have an inflation problem. Let me just bring you their inflation forecast. They now see it peaking at 13%. In the fourth quarter of 2022, that peak occurring in October, once that energy price cap increases. We talked about that a lot on the show earlier. So about half of that 13 percentage point is coming, namely, from energy inflation.
Wow. Energy inflation. We caused a lot of that. What's that energy price cap? What are you talking about? It's going to jack prices through the roof. What's that? Oh, the price cap we're putting on Russia. And the only people going to be suffering is us. They'll just sell it on a black market. That's just going to jack our prices through the roof, which is the plan. So listen to what you just heard there. Okay, we're going to hit 13. She's saying the UK hit 13% inflation. Then the real pain begins, 5 quarters of this extended protracted recession to begin January 2020. So what does it mean? We're just at the front of this. This isn't just some like, well, you know, a little recession, no big deal. It's just, you know, we've had this before, not a big. Yeah, this is a big deal. Okay, and you can see that from the headlines in the UK, which they will never share with you there. Headline, widespread civil unrest looming in UK over cost of living crisis. There's a new movement there. Do not be surprised if we eventually have this here. It's called the Don't Pay Movement. Yeah, urging people to just cancel their direct payment to energy companies if energy prices continue to rise. Okay. This is actually the goal of the elites. So I don't know how this punishes them. I mean, they want you to be in the dark, in the cold, shivering, and living in a cave. So I mean, you're just doing this for them. And if you're depriving the energy companies, I mean, all the better. But it shows you the desperation, and they're predicting possible civil unrest. This fall is going to get a lot worse. It'll be a lot worse here, too. These are global markets.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Texture rates, my gas bill last year during summer was around $15. Paid this one this morning, $64. Ouch. Now, the texture rates, the Chinese people are refusing to pay their mortgages because of their real estate collapse. Yeah, Trump could have collapsed that Chinese economy and removed that threat if he'd gotten another term. He would have done it, I think, within 6 to 8 months, just given what he was doing. But the Democrats are doing the best they can to prop up China. Texture rates, good morning, Tara. Can you text me the names of the homeschooling programs you mentioned earlier this week? I'm looking into homeschooling for my special needs son. Thanks for any help on this. Love your show. Yeah, sure. I'll be sure to do that. Folks, just wanting you to know, I mean, our family has absolutely loved the kids going to school at home. I actually wrote about what that's been like on Facebook. I got a shocking amount of attention to it. One of the coolest things about the kids being home at school that we learned is that while the bonds with, you know, friends from school, the social bonds outside with people we don't know, who aren't part of our family, have lessened, the bonds between my kids have grown. They spend more time and more of their social energy together. They fight less, and it's really tightened our family bonds, I think. My children are much, much tighter, and that's because when there is, less of the school time. And if you look at it, and by that, what I mean is, you know, most of the kids' time is spent at school. They spend more at school with the teachers and with the kids there and whatever their belief systems are and whatever their influences are than they do with you. And it's very hard to counter that when they get home. If you flip that that equation around, and they're spending more time with their families, which is what children have done, throughout vast majority of human history until now. I mean, it's actually a departure from the norm to spend time in school. We've only really done that for the last 100, 150 years, to any degree. You find a couple of surprising things happen. One of those is that your children grow very, very, very close. They naturally turn toward people their age, and they've maintained their friendships outside of, outside of school. It's not that they're not, they have great friendships, friends with kids their age. It's not just that. I mean, that's not been cut off at all. In fact, you have to make a little bit of an extra effort to maintain those, and I do. But I have seen just the closeness grow in my family. More time together, less fighting, good friends. In a way they maybe weren't before. It's been one of the really cool side effects that I didn't anticipate of doing this. But yes, I'll be happy to send those to you. If you get into a situation, your kids, returning to school, a bullying situation, a situation where it's just not for you, you're not happy with it, no, you do not have to leave your child there. Liberty University is one of the, they've got a great homeschool program. It's an online virtual program. You could start any week of the year. In fact, you could start in the middle of the summer if you would like to do that. You can also pick what your school year is because their, online lessons do not need to be done at any, specific time. So if you're kind of waffling, you don't feel good about going back to public school, you're not sure and you change your mind in a month, Liberty University, fantastic program. They've got Pearson, another private school online. You could do that. And then they've got the K-12 state virtual program here, too. So that's free for South Carolinians. So lots of great options to have the kids at home. And for a lot of folks, I recommend my kids are unschooled. They're not homeschooled. So what that means is I'm a working mom. I couldn't possibly teach them myself. I would love to. I wish I could, but I can't. So, we're doing a middle of the road option with some virtual programs that are online. But there's a lot of options out there. You do not have, it's not all like public school or mom has to teach homeschool or dad has to teach homeschool. It's not like that. It's in between. So if you've got a grandparent who's home, if you've got, older kids who can watch the younger kids, if you can work from home, but don't necessarily have time to homeschool, there are so many options out there for you to unschool. And there's just been a massive shift in that. New York City went from 4,000 homeschooling families before the pandemic to over 12,000 now. And that just, shows you people are just finding in increasing numbers homeschool a better option and more attendable than public schools. So a lot of people will tell me, too, oh, I can't. My kids play sports. Well, mine do, too. In fact, one of my kids just made the public school team. So I was very excited about that. We play sports at public school, and you can be a homeschool kid and play sport at the school you're zoned for. And a lot of people don't know that. So just keeping the options open.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.